Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, and to this special expanded broadcast, our special coverage of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society Rally for Freedom on the steps of the State House in Trenton, New Jersey. This special expanded edition of Gun for Hire Radio is being funded by Waldorf Chiropractic Center, waldorfchiro.com. Dr. Eric is a great two-way supporter. His offices are in Bridgewater, New Jersey. You can call him for an appointment at 908-541-1717. If you're under chiropractic care and your chiropractor is not a two-way supporter, maybe you need to think about switching. Waldorf Chiropractic, waldorfchiro.com. And by Get Out Safe New Jersey, located at 565 Route 10 East in Whippany, New Jersey, right next to the Dunkin' Donuts. We'll be there next Saturday. Remember, broadcasting live from 11 to 3. So come out and see us. Get Out Safe New Jersey. GetOutSafeNJ.com. Frank's place is a prepper's paradise. You just got to come out and see it. He's a great guy, super 2A supporter. Go see Frank and thank him for supporting Gun for Hire Radio. And by Gun for Hire Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute. Visit them at gunforhire.com. And by Lipstick Bodyguard, like having a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. Crime against women is skyrocketing. Lipstick Bodyguard instantly drops a grown man to his knees. Be sure she's protected. Order yours right now at lipstickbodyguard.com. Well, this past Friday was certainly a day to remember. The New Jersey State House. From atop its gold dome, you can see the spot where George Washington and his men crossed the icy Delaware in the first move in a surprise attack against the Hessian forces that occupied Trenton. Washington and his 2,400 ragtag soldiers braved the icy and freezing river and reached the New Jersey side of the Delaware just before dawn, where they knew they would have to do battle with a far better equipped and more organized force. But Washington and his men had an advantage. They were fighting for something far more important than life itself. They were fighting for freedom from tyranny, for their sons and daughters, and for generations to come. How poetic and tragic that patriots need to be gathered once again in Trenton, some 237 years later, for that very same purpose. Inside the State House building, snug as proverbial bedbugs in a rug, protected by heavily armed guards, an overwhelming force of arrogant, chronically myopic, progressive legislators work feverishly at ramrodding 43 anti-freedom rights bills into law. 43 new anti-gun bills to add to the thousands already on the books. Political volley fire. A battle tactic made famous by King Xerxes, whose arrows were so numerous they were said to block out the sun. Each shot targeted at hobbling the civil rights of millions of New Jerseyans, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, loved ones, law-abiding taxpayers and citizens, all rendered helpless victims mandated by the state. On the outside of the same building, freezing their asses off, bearing the bone-chilling cold, gale-force winds, and sideways freezing rain as the blizzard of 2013 slammed into the northeast coastline, another army of 2,400 ragtag freedom fighters warmed themselves by drawing a history-making line in the sand, marking the beginning of an end to the state of tyranny that has hobbled law-abiding citizens in New Jersey for well over a century. It was an amazing sight to behold, and if you missed it, you missed history in the making. This week, we're bringing you the highlights of this monumental event so you can witness history in the making yourself, without snot running out of your nose. New Jersey Assemblywoman Allison McHose once joked on our show that you could fit all of the Pro 2A members of the New Jersey legislature into a Mini Cooper. Well, if that's an accurate analogy, our first speaker in the lineup would probably sit in the right front passenger seat. Here's New Jersey Senator Michael Dougherty.
I've been to a lot of rallies in Trenton, as you can imagine, and this is one of the largest turnouts I've ever seen. I can't think of a safer place to be in the state of New Jersey than right here. You folks are law-abiding, patriotic, you want to take care of your families, and you don't want your freedoms and liberties trampled upon. And I'm here to let you know that some of us in the state legislature agree with you 100%. We need to protect our Second Amendment rights right here in the state of New Jersey. There are here today many military veterans, and I had the great honor of serving in the United States Army. And when I was 18 years old, I raised my right hand and I took an oath. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I didn't take an oath of office to a president or a government. I took an oath of office to the Constitution and defend it, and to defend and protect our liberties. And another thing, we all joined together in the Pledge of Allegiance, and the Pledge of Allegiance states that we have a republic, a constitutional republic. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of folks behind me in this building, they think they want to say that we have a democracy, and that if you get a they don't want to admit that we have a constitutional republic. We have God-given rights. They can never be taken away, regardless of a majority vote. And the reason that we have those God-given rights is because we want to be here today. We want to defend our families. We want to defend our businesses. We want to defend our homes. And we want to be free. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you walk right through these doors, and we have great public safety personnel, we have some state troopers, they do a great job. But ladies and gentlemen, as was pointed out, right on the other side of these doors, metal detectors, scanners, and armed security. And you know what? If it's good enough for elected officials that work inside this building, you ought to have the same rights. Because you know what? In your time of need, the police may not be there to protect you and your family. You may need to protect yourself. So thanks for coming on out today. I want you to know there's a number of us in the legislature that do agree with you 100%, and we're going to be fighting every step of the way to protect your constitutional rights, law-abiding citizens, taking care of their families, taking care of their homes. God bless you, and thanks for being here today.
And coming up after the break, the warm and cuddly Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always. Hit it.
Not only is he a frequent guest on the show, a fixture in the New Jersey 2A movement, and the de facto go-to guy for anything firearms law related, the next speaker in the docket was first to step up, open his wallet, and sponsor this show. And he's been with us ever since. So sit back, pop a top on your favorite beverage, and be inspired by attorney Evan Knappen.
Oh, boy. Well... Hello, sons and daughters of liberty. You are. And you know, during the Revolution, the Sons of Liberty, they made it happen. They were the guys like you and me out there fighting for our freedom. And you know, Trenton is amazingly historic, and it seems like the guys that work behind us seem to forget that history. But there's a lot of history in the fight for liberty and the fight for freedom. Right here in Trenton. You know, I was just walking up Barrack Street just a few moments ago, and they have a big banner. Big banner. Wait, go look at it yourself. The banner has in quotes, I couldn't make this up, threatened and endangered, in quotes, dealing with the French and Indian War. That's how far back rights and liberty and freedom and our security. We had those concerns, and those concerns are with us today at that moment, because our rights, our guns, our freedom is still threatened and endangered. That's right, and you know the barracks, those barracks, what, Washington had his Christmas raid there that turned around the revolution. You know, it was about to go under, and Washington needed a victory, and he made a victory happen right here in Trenton, and you can see those historic barracks that were part of it with a big sign on it right now, threatened and endangered. Now, I am really sick of gun owners being made the scapegoat every time the system fails to keep some nutcase institutionalized. That's right. New Jersey already has the most oppressive gun control laws in the country. And now they want to add 43 more. The anti-gunners are blood dancers. They dance in the blood of victims to push their agenda. Some of them get insulted when you call them blood dancers, but you know what? They are, because that's just what they do. As soon as there's a victim, as soon as this happens, they're already trying to blame us and take away our gun rights and make it part of their agenda, and we see it all the time, and it makes me sick to watch it. But you know what? They're going to lose. They're going to lose because we are on the side of right. And I'll tell you, the problem in New Jersey, because, you know, the area I work in is the gun law area, there is no gun control law in New Jersey that is not a felony. Not a one. So if any of you make a mistake under the gun laws in any way, you become a felon and you lose your gun rights. Okay? This state has aggressive enforcement of the gun laws. And it's so extreme, it boggles the mind if you tell others from outside New Jersey how bad the laws are here, and they want to pass more. That's what just drives me crazy. You realize possessing a broken BB gun outside of your home, business, or the target range is a felony in which you face 10 years in state's prison with a minimum mandatory 5 years in state's prison. The judge has no discretion over that for a broken BB gun. The only, it's a second degree crime. The only higher crime is first degree for murder. That's how bad our gun laws are. I mean, the only thing they can do to increase the penalties is make a death penalty for unlawful possession. Okay, this state is at the maximum amount of gun laws that could ever be conceived, yet they still come up with more. You realize in New Jersey, possession of a slingshot is a felony. Dennis the Menace and Bart Simpson are felons in New Jersey, and they face 18 months in state's prison for their possession of a slingshot. If you have one round of .22 hollow point ammunition outside of your home or the target range, just one round, 2 cents worth of ammo, well, actually more like 5 cents today because of all the ammo shortage, you're looking at 18 months state's prison, felony, loss of gun rights, etc. You have a Marlin Model 60 .22 rifle or a Remington 552 .22 rifle. Those are assault firearms in New Jersey. Second degree crime, 10 years state's prison for your, even if you lawfully acquired it before the law with a firearms ID card and bought it from a dealer and filled out the certificate of eligibility, no grandfathering. You have that gun, you're looking at a second degree felony charge. You have a magazine, over 15 rounds, 18 months, felony, state prison, etc. for 15 rounds. And you know, this whole idea of limiting magazine capacity, I have a question. How many bullets is your life worth? Is it worth 16 bullets, maybe? I mean, how many? Where do they get off having the nerve to tell us how much in bullets our life is worth? Okay? That's our choice and our decision to make, not theirs. And now there's a bill in New Jersey to make that magazine capacity 5 rounds. 5 rounds. And if that bill passes, 6-shot revolvers become banned. That's right. So you're all stuck with J-frame, Smith & Wesson 5 shots after that. The reason is revolving cylinder is part of the definition of magazine for drum, Striker 12s, etc. Revolving cylinder, they're revolvers. That law passes, no more 6-shot revolvers or beyond for this state. This is the kind of garbage that they are using us as a scapegoat. It really is outrageous, and the last state that needs any more gun laws is New Jersey, and they still go at it. You know, I really despise anybody who says this question, why do you need a large capacity magazine, right? Why do you need an assault firearm? Let me tell you, first of all, it's a bill of rights, not a bill of needs. Okay? Second, I'm sorry, is your house on fire right now? Oh, why do you need a fire extinguisher? Oh, are you in a car accident right now? Why do you need a safety belt? But I'll tell you what, when you need them, you damn well need them. Right? That's what it's about. So that need question is a load of garbage. Let me tell you, you know, there's in my time here doing, fighting for gun rights for years and attended rallies here, and we've made a difference, and we've always been deep in this fight. But I'll tell you something that I've noticed of the modern fight for gun control, more than ever. Ever since our real president, Charlton Heston, held up that gun and said, from my cold dead hands, there's been a movement. It's a movement that finds its historical roots in history, from particularly going back to when King Leonidas told Xerxes at Thermopylae, when they said to lay down your weapons. And what did he say? He said, Molon leve. It means come and take it. Well, I'll tell you what, that is our rallying cry now, for today, for the rest of American history. No more gun laws, and it's come and take it. And let's show anybody who might be watching just what we mean by that. Everyone, hold up your hand like this. Everybody, and with me, ready, come and take it. 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 Thank you very much for coming to this rally, folks.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few telling everybody else what to do?
Civil rights attorney Dan Schmutter is another frequent guest on Gun for Hire Radio. He's a brilliant attorney and relentless supporter of the Second Amendment. He authored 2 amicus briefs that were both cited in Heller and McDonald, the landmark Supreme Court cases that brought an end to the individual right debate of the Second Amendment. Now here's attorney Dan Schmutter.
Oh, there you are. Sorry.
Look at you all. It's cold, it's wet, you're all here. It's great. Thank you for being here. It's on a day like this, if everybody could come out for this, it really says something. You're here because your rights are at stake, our rights are at stake, your liberty is at stake here. As Frank said, my name is Dan Schmutter, I'm an attorney. And I'm proud to say that I go to court to protect the right to keep and bear arms. I'm also proud to say that I attended law school at the University of Virginia. They call it Mr. Jefferson's University because he founded it. And, you know, Mr. Jefferson, you may not know this, he wrote his own epitaph. And on his tombstone, he put the 3 things, the 3 accomplishments he was most proud of in his life. One was the establishment of the University of Virginia. One was the Virginia Statute of Religious Liberty. And, of course, the 3rd, the Declaration of Independence. Now, of course, Thomas Jefferson was one of the key figures that we all know of and love to thank for our tradition of liberty in this country. But what a lot of people don't necessarily know is that Thomas Jefferson was also had a keen and significant appreciation for the right to keep and bear arms. Now, most people, you know, it's very frequent that people Think about James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, you know, a lot of the other framers when they're thinking about, you know, the basis and the scope and the nature of our right to keep and bear arms. But Thomas Jefferson was also someone who really understood and keenly appreciated the importance of the right. As a student, Jefferson had these compilations called commonplace books. And he had one that was a legal commonplace book. And in that book, he kept a passage from an 18th century Italian philosopher named Cesare Beccaria. And in 1764, he wrote an essay on crime and punishment, and he said the following: "Laws that forbid the carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed one." This seems so basic, but there are so many people who don't understand this. We understand it, and it's our job to make sure others understand. And to that end, we need to be relentless. Years later, in 1776, Thomas Jefferson prepared a draft of the Virginia Constitution, in which he wrote, "No freeman shall be debarred the use of arms." Mr. Jefferson understood. We are here today because we know what Jefferson and Madison and Hamilton and others knew then. Infringing the right to keep and bear arms did not serve the interest of public safety. It harms public safety and diminishes personal liberty. Disarming the honest doesn't deter the dishonest. It emboldens them. Weakening the law-abiding merely strengthens the lawbreaker. We have before us, both here in Trenton and in Washington, an assault on our liberty. To allow this to go unchecked is to do a disservice to our children and grandchildren, who count on us to be strong for them. So we're here exercising our First Amendment rights to protect our Second Amendment rights. We're here peaceably assembled and freely speaking. And we know that gun owners are among the most peaceable people in America. And we also know that gun owners speak loudly and freely. Finally, we know that one of the reasons our Second Amendment rights are so important is so that we can protect our First Amendment rights. The irony of directing so-called public safety legislation at the peaceable is extraordinary. Cesare Beccaria had it right. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. And if we forget that defending liberty is something we must do all of our lives, we will lose it. Each and every one of us must remember this. If we take freedom lightly, they'll take our freedom from us. It's easy to forget, but it's a mistake we can't afford to make. Thomas Jefferson also wrote, "The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. But if we allow liberty to be taken in pieces, there will be no liberty left." We stand here together at the State House not because we think that our presence today solves our problems. We stand here because in this way, we can all be here together and see our brothers and sisters who care about defending freedom and who will always remain in the fight with us. Now, I can't really claim to speak for all the Second Amendment lawyers out there, and we're out there all over the country, and there's a bunch of us here too today, but I'll try anyway. I'll make you a deal. Promise to be relentless, and we will be relentless. Refuse to give in and we will refuse to give in. If you fight for liberty at the State House, and you fight for liberty from your own house, we promise to fight for liberty at the courthouse. Thank you.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
Another brilliant legal mind and two-way legal trailblazer is attorney David Jensen. Dave is spearheading the right to carry fight here in the Garden State, the graveyard of freedom, by challenging the justifiable need clause. Rumor has it he needs a stepladder to reach the top of the stack of the 2A-related legal briefs piled up in his office. Remember his name. It's certainly one you're going to hear a lot more of in the near future. Now here's attorney Dave Jensen.
Good morning. Well, it was about 100 years ago that elitist interests in the Northeast started enacting laws that broadly prevented people from being able to protect themselves and their families. Many people don't know that, in fact, in 1928, legislation was introduced in the New York legislature that would have completely prohibited the possession of handguns. Do you know what happened to that bill? Well, I'll tell you, Gun Owners United, and there was so much opposition expressed to the bill that its sponsor withdrew it and told a New York Times reporter that the people were never going to give up their guns. Yeah! Are you going to give up your guns? No! So where do we stand on the gun rights litigation front? Well, about a year and a half ago, I filed one of two lawsuits challenging Illinois' complete ban on carrying firearms in public. We did. 2 months ago, the Federal Appeals Court for the Seventh Circuit gave the state of Illinois 180 days to adopt a right to carry law. You want to know what else? They've got 120 days left. We've also got cases in other forums. As Frank mentioned, our New Jersey case, which is Pizzatoski versus Philco, is scheduled for oral argument in a week and a half in the appeals court for the Third Circuit in Philadelphia. As of last night, I filed a case in Massachusetts challenging their laws and practices of issuing restricted handgun carry licenses. And When I leave here today, I am going to be working on a brief to the Supreme Court, encouraging them to review New York's law in the Kochalski case. One of the parties that I will be submitting that brief on behalf of and who is sponsoring that brief is the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. The bottom line is, we have been fighting this battle for the past 100 years, and we are continuing to fight it, and we will fight it on every available front. So my message to you, my people, standing together, we have beat anti-gun proposals, we will continue to beat anti-gun proposals, and we will protect our freedoms for ourselves and our children. Thank you.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds downrange between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Often referred to as the hammer and anvil in the New Jersey Second Amendment battle, the platform of that tag team being the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. And piloting the ANJRPC through these troubled waters is attorney Scott Bach. Scott is a former New York State law enforcement officer who, like me, credits our own Anthony Calandro with the ruination of his life and destruction of his free time. Scott is also a popular and frequent guest on the show. And now, here is the ANJRPC Executive Director, Attorney Scott Bach.
Good morning. Let me tell you something. You have to be really committed to be out here today, and I am constantly amazed and encouraged because you know what? Freedom doesn't know weather, okay? It's ironic that we're standing here today in Trenton in the middle of a perfect storm, because that's exactly what we'd be facing today, even if the sun were shining. A perfect storm of anti-gun activity. Liberal lawmakers are in a feeding frenzy right now, falling all over themselves to move 43 of the most extreme, over-the-top anti-gun bills this state has ever seen. Gun bans, ammo bans, five-round magazine limits, psychological exams, home inspections, forced buybacks, taxes, fees, five references for permits, and just about every other brainless idea that has nothing to do with preventing another tragedy and everything to do with eradicating what is left of the Second Amendment. It's not enough that we already have the toughest gun laws in the nation. Not enough that gun owners are being locked up and thrown in jail every day for so-called crimes like stopping for food or fuel or medical treatment on the way to the range. It's not enough that where we have the least amount of freedom, we have the most amount of crime. And it's not enough for these legislators, and it never will be enough for them until there's nothing left of the Second Amendment, because that's their true agenda. What they're doing is not about preventing another tragedy, stopping crime, or keeping guns from the mentally ill. And no one can argue that it is, because criminals and madmen who don't follow the thousands of laws we already have are not going to start following a new one. The only people who will be affected by what is being proposed are you and me, and that's precisely what they intend. These lawmakers hate guns. They don't think ordinary citizens should be allowed to have them, and right now they are exploiting a tragedy to advance a political agenda. They pay lip service to the Second Amendment, which has now become code among liberal politicians for the diametrical opposite. Pay attention to what they do, not what they say. Heller and McDonald are meaningless if they only exist in the pages of law books and not in everyday lives. Just because we own guns and shoot off fireworks on the 4th of July does not mean that we are free. We are living under the boot of bureaucrats who have forgotten that their very existence comes from the consent of the people. To them, the state is everything and the individual is nothing. They have it backwards, and that must change. And gun rights are where the rubber meets the road. And the media, the spontaneous combustion of months of one-sided coverage, high on emotion, low on facts or fairness, creating a great blind spot in the American psyche for those without the time, energy, or inclination to question what they're hearing. Yeah, it is most definitely a perfect storm, and there's only one thing left that can stop it. Us. We face impossible odds in a statehouse controlled by anti-gunners. But we are used to that because we've been dealing with it for over a decade. We decided long ago that the odds do not matter and that we're either going to find a way or make one. We planted our feet and declared that no matter what the odds, the limitations or the challenges, we would find a way to stand and fight, to defend freedom, even if all we had to muster was sheer force of will and nothing more. Today is no different, even in the face of this perfect storm. Nothing will stop us from defending freedom. And right now, we are organizing the largest mobilization of the outdoor community in state history. Like Frank said before, today marks the beginning of that effort, not the end. And the most important work is actually going to be ahead of us, on the other side of those statehouse walls behind us. When the legislative threats begin to move, and that could be as early as next week, yes, you heard me right, the phones, the faxes, and the email accounts inside that building need to be shut down with volume. And we need to pack the legislative hearing rooms and galleries like never before with overwhelming numbers of gun owners overflowing into the hallways beyond what anybody has ever seen in these buildings. We need to mass like never before and make sure that legislators who won't see the light will definitely feel the heat. So for those of you who made it here today, and especially for those of you who didn't, understand that the hardest work is still ahead of us, and that you're going to need to come back here several more times in the coming weeks and months, and that those are the key moments we have been preparing for. Understand that groups like ANJRPC and NRA and NJ2AS only have power because they have members like you who are willing to stand up and speak out with one voice when it matters most. Without you, we are nothing. With you, we can prevail against impossible odds. Freedom throughout the world is protected by America. America, in turn, is protected by the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment is protected by gun owners like you and me. Lose the Second Amendment and the last best hope for freedom everywhere disappears. When politicians work to end gun rights, they are really working to end all rights. Their motivations are suspect and they cannot be allowed to prevail. Our country and our state stand at the edge of a sharp and dangerous cliff. Below us is a bottomless pit called the end of freedom. And behind us is a thronging mass of humanity deceived into embracing its own destruction, trying to push us over the edge. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever has brought you to this cause, I say you have been called here, as we all have been called. Lady Liberty is under savage attack and our torch has almost gone out. Our leaders have abandoned the core principles that made us great. And worse, they are working to turn us into a godless oligarchy where government is supreme and there is no room for the individual, let alone private firearms ownership. We are just ordinary people who have been given an extraordinary task at an extraordinary time. But there are millions of us, and when you act, there are millions of us acting. We need to stand up, speak out, do our part, and defend freedom with every ounce of strength we have. Know that there will be millions of others doing the same. Together, we will protect and defend one of the most precious gifts we have from God, the gift of freedom. Thank you, and God bless, and remember to defend freedom.
Liberty reaching out to the world, her flags of freedom unfurled.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
You'll often hear Anthony and I refer to the next speaker as our personal rabbi. Dovid Ben-Duri is an Orthodox rabbi and rabbinical director for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. JPFO has three powerful goals. First, to destroy the so-called gun control, code words for disarming innocent people. Two, to expose the misguided notions that lead people to seek out so-called gun control. And third, to encourage Americans to understand and defend all of the Bill of Rights for all citizens. Like us, JPFO believes that the Second Amendment is the guardian of the Bill of Rights. They're a great resource for information on how to fight the two-way fight. You can find out more and see some great videos like No Guns for Negroes, a documentary that exposes the relationship of gun laws and Jim Crow, by visiting their website at jpfo.org. Both Anthony and I are supporters. Now here's Rabbi Dovid Ben-Duri.
Would you believe that I'm overdressed today? I'm actually sweating under here. Would you believe me? People ask me, how come I'm coming down here given the weather, rain, wet, couldn't be colder, couldn't be a nastier day, to which I said, we're going to be a little bit uncomfortable in Trenton for 2 or 3 hours, and that's going to make us much more comfortable than anyone in this country will be if we are all disarmed. Yeah. State senators, members of the assembly, distinguished guests, moms, dads, grandparents, children, my fellow citizens. I'm an Orthodox rabbi, and I'm here to speak with you today because I love life, and because I believe that what brings us here together today is that we all love life. Our founding fathers established our nation on the principle that all men are created equal, and that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. These rights are enumerated and enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and our Bill of Rights, the Bible, if you will, of the American Republic. But I want to speak with you today about a different Bible, the original Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures from which our founding fathers drew inspiration to establish the principles on which this great nation stands. That Bible teaches us that life is a precious gift given to us by the Creator, and that like any valuable gift, we must take responsibility for it and cherish it. Yes. What does it mean to love life? It means that every day, quite literally, I count my blessings. As an Orthodox Jew, over 100 times per day, I thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for awakening us in the morning, for restoring our souls, for the gifts of clothes to wear, food to eat, the gift of sight, the wonders of creation, and for the sanctity of life. What does it mean to love life? Tomorrow, on Shabbat, Jews all over the world will read from the book of Exodus, chapter 22. If a thief is discovered breaking into a home and the homeowner slays him in defense, there is no blood guilt. What the scripture is teaching us, what God is teaching us, is that God has given us the right to self-defense. We have not only a God-given right to defend ourselves and to protect our families, but we have a God-commanded responsibility to do so. Both to defend ourselves and to defend those we love, to defend even our homes and our property from those who would cause us harm or steal that which is rightfully ours. What does it mean to love life? It means that I must be willing to defend life from those who would take it unjustly. And it means I must have access to the tools needed to do so. As we all know, the most effective tool for defense of life is the modern firearm. That is why the police carry them. The handgun is the great equalizer that allows a 120-pound petite female to fend off a larger and stronger male assailant. Take away her firearm, and you take away her ability to protect herself. Restrict the number of rounds in her magazine, and you make her, at best, less effective in her defense of self. Restrict firearms to the police and the government, and you render her helpless until the police arrive, until it's too late. I love life, and my love of life leads me to the obvious conclusion. Guns save lives. Guns save lives, and it is because guns save lives that I insist on preserving my wife's access to the same tools of defense that the police use. Guns save lives. How
many children would be alive today if there had been one police officer at the school in Newtown? How many children's lives would have been saved had there simply been one armed guard in the school? How many children would be smiling and laughing today had there simply been an armed teacher in the building? We parents entrust our children's lives to their teachers every day. And yet, the advocates of so-called gun control tell us that we can't trust those same teachers with a firearm. If I can't trust them with a firearm, how do I trust them with a baseball bat on the playground? How do I trust them with a knife in the cafeteria? How do I trust them with a car in the parking lot? If I can't trust them with a firearm, I can't trust them with my children. Guns save lives. That is why the police have them, and that is why we who gather here today to speak out in support of Second Amendment freedoms, that is why we have guns. That is why we, the American people, will stand up against the tyranny of anyone who seeks to advance the cause of so-called gun control. That is why we will stand against any law that's just an incremental step to victim disarmament. And that is why we stand here today and we say no. No to restrictions on magazine capacity. No to laws governing cosmetic features of common firearms. No to government lists. No to government registries of law-abiding citizens who seek only to protect themselves and their families. No, no, no. The helpless, government-dependent self-disarmament promoted by the liberal politicians and the liberal media is neither admirable nor moral. Disarming us, disarming we the people, the responsible, law-abiding citizens of New Jersey, will only encourage crime and embolden criminals. When a mass shooting occurs, and we've had a tragic plague of such events recently, when such events occur, it is all too easy to demonize firearms. It's also foolish and short-sighted. Firearms are merely tools, morally neutral instruments that become valuable or dangerous in the hands of their handlers. A malevolent soul, like the criminals in Newtown, Aurora, Fort Hood, and elsewhere, such a malevolent soul will always find tools and instruments to exploit in the pursuit of evil. Take away firearms and they'll use baseball bats and knives. We've seen it in China. They'll use a vehicle to drive into a crowded bus stop. We've seen it in Jerusalem. As a law-abiding, responsible, moral citizen, we, the residents of the Garden State, we understand guns save lives. Lawful use of tools of force and defensive firearms must sometimes be employed to deter and stop criminal violence. We, the people, the civilian citizens of the United States, use firearms to deter crime, to prevent murder, to stop a rape, at least 2,000 times a day by conservative estimates. Guns save lives. And thus, we the people, we retain our God-given right to keep and bear arms, including arms that will adequately protect us from any type of illegal activity, chaos, like Katrina, or societal breakdown like the LA riots. Guns save lives. As Governor Christie and the State Assembly wrestle with the complex issues involved with keeping firearms from the hands of criminals, they may not infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens. We pray that the Almighty will guide them on this path of righteousness. The founders of our great nation created in the Constitution limits on government authority and power, including limiting the government from infringing on the right of we the people, not just to keep, but also to bear arms. I love life. But there is no life without the right to defend life from unjustified attack. I love my family, and I am my family's first and likely only line of defense. As a rabbi, as a father, as a Jew, as an American, I value the sanctity of life. Because I love life, because I value the sanctity of life, I recognize the need to preserve access to firearms as life-saving tools. Guns save lives. May God watch over us. May God protect us, that we should never have the need for the use of such tools. May God bless us, and may God bless America. Thank you.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk to dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Freedom, give me some freedom.
Next in the lineup is a guy you don't want to be sitting across the table from in a tax audit. Built more like an NFL linebacker than an accountant, Ainsley Reynolds is a guy that shatters every mold you try to fit him in. Like Anthony and I, Ainsley grew up having to fight his way to and from school every day. And he's got a good memory of the challenges young men face coming up in the inner city. So for the past 15 years, he's dedicated his spare time to mentoring at-risk male youth, teaching them to prosper through financial literacy. Ainsley holds a master's degree from St. John's, is certified as a global management accountant, and is licensed to practice as a CPA both in New York and New Jersey. He has more barbecue grills than any one man should be allowed to possess, and he's one hell of a shooter. And he rocks a bow tie better than anyone I can think of. Now let's listen as he brings the house down.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Today,
We're going to tell our story. We're not going to let the media tell our story. We're here to tell our story, to tell the truth. With a combination of the bad economy, high unemployment, reduction of the police force, who was the first person at your home to protect you? It's you! The police cannot be everywhere. As evidence, last year when someone broke into my home, broke into my car, the police are not everywhere. So you need to rely on you to protect you. How do you protect that? With the Second Amendment and a firearm. However, some of the legislators, particularly an unnamed undersheriff up in the 20th district, and a detective up in the 31st district in Jersey City, you know, they do very well on crime up there, believe that you don't have the right to own a firearm. So they come up with these laws. They come up with these different types of laws. Psychological exam. Listing of people in your house. Magazine limitation. Put your gun in a safe unlocked at all times, unloaded. 43 garbage legislations. Why? Not one of them is going to prevent what happened in Newtown. Not one of them is going to prevent what happened in Aurora and all the other mass killings. So what is the purpose? I'd like one of them to tell me which one of the 43 garbage legislation could protect my first grader daughter right now in school. Not one. Which one of the 43 garbage legislation is going to protect my wife who's a teacher? At my daughter's school right now, if I walk into the building, you might have an unarmed individual. Let's just leave it at individual. Not going to stop me, and I'm unarmed. It's not going to stop Anthony. It's not going to stop anybody. So imagine if someone with a firearm and that person standing at front door. You got armed guards right here in this state house. You got armed guards in the bank. You arm a whole lot of things, but not our children. Something is wrong with that scenario. You have other legislators that come up with nonsense legislation. We're going to declare public violence a public health crisis. Oh, wow. So I have to give up my Fourth Amendment for my Second Amendment and have all the rest of these gun restrictions. We all here that own one of these, a firearms ID. We are law-abiding citizens. We've had a background check. We've had a health screen check. We'd have two residence checks. We have a NICS check at the point of sale. How many checks do we need in order to say that we are eligible to own a firearm? We've had so many checks, more than some of the people in this building. Ask Senator Menendez how many checks he had. So, again, I say stop telling these lies. We don't own an assault weapon. The AR-15 is not an assault weapon. It's a semi-automatic rifle. Stop letting the media dictate what an assault weapon is. It doesn't exist. We can't own one. There's no automatic machine guns out here. You're going to ban a weapon because of the way it looks? I remember back in the days, certain people would ban me from certain places because of the way I look. Almost like a black rifle. So I would say to the legislators, instead of spending an inordinate number of time and energy and taxpayer dollars, your taxpayer dollars, on laws that don't make any sense. These are not common sense gun laws. These are no common sense, ignorant, grandstanding laws. And today we stand here to say no more. national restrictions. No more knucklehead legislation. No more letting the lamestream media dictate to us what we can carry. No more of the media demonizing, vilifying us, the law-abiding taxpaying citizens. No more. Today, I stand with you. As a husband, a father, a taxpaying, law-abiding citizen. I stand with you. Protect my Second Amendment rights. And let the politicians know. If you think it's okay to infringe on my right, let me know you. Let me tell you another thing. I'm also a voting citizen. If you choose to keep going down this road with all these 43 garbage legislations, me and my friends, I said me and my friends, will make sure you will no longer have a job come November. Vote them out. And I leave you with just one more thought. We're going to remind them that we the people put them in office. They work for us, we don't work for them. Thank you very much.
This segment of the show is being brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, waldorfchiro.com, and by Get Out Safe New Jersey, getoutsafenj.com. Another New Jersey legislator you might find comfortably seated in Assemblywoman Allison Nicosia's political Mini Cooper is Assemblyman Michael Patrick Carroll. Assemblyman Carroll holds a law degree from Rutgers Law and represents the 25th Legislative District in Morris County, where he's been a long-time vocal 2A supporter. Now, this poor guy had the dubious honor of having to follow Ainsley Reynolds on the platform. But as you'll soon hear, he did a great job.
How do I follow that? You know, I guess you guys, the crowd pretty much warmed up for me here. How's this global warming working out for you all here, ladies and gentlemen? I will say this, you know, I'm not going to take that vote them out cheer too personally right now. I have never had occasion to use a mic in my entire life. I guess I have to start now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you here on this fine spring day. It's a great opportunity to address so many patriots, and it's a fine thing to come before a crowd that doesn't have their hand out, that only wants to be left alone. And I heard, you know, two things that troubled me, though, by the way. Evan was up here, while he was going like this, and this may get every fourth grader in the state suspended. And we heard about these psychological tests for people like you. Well, how about psychological tests for people like me? Do you want to serve in the assembly? Shouldn't you be at least capable of understanding things? That so many of the opponents of freedom are utterly ignorant about firearms comes as no surprise. Now, I suppose it is possible to hunt ducks with a rifle. What every American should find troubling is their utter ignorance of basic constitutional principles and the history of this nation. America began with a revolution, and that revolution began with private citizens using privately owned assault weapons to shoot at soldiers who represented the duly authorized and lawful government. Anyone who celebrates the 4th of July and calls himself an American is celebrating an armed citizenry, defending its liberty against tyrannical government, often using private firearms. Now, when the first Congress met in New York to debate a Bill of Rights, when it came to the Second Amendment, they weren't talking about hunting white tails. They were talking about hunting red coats. Our framers understood that a free people stays that way only so long as they possess the means to defend that freedom. While we all love our American armed forces, my son is a soldier and I could not be prouder. Anyone who believes that this great force for good couldn't be warped into a force for great evil knows nothing of history and nothing of human nature. Around the world, we have seen repeated examples of children betraying their parents, of siblings murdering each other. To paraphrase two noted conservative Republicans, John F. Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey, it's precisely because it can happen here that an armed citizenry is necessary. Now, up against the wisdom of Madison, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Hamilton, and the other framers, the enemies of freedom give us Barack Obama, Charles Schumer, and our very own national nanny, Frank Lautenberg. Against the Federalist Papers, they cite the New York Times, demonstrating just how far journalism has fallen. Now, maybe it's just me, but as between Obama and Madison? Now, inexplicably, our adversaries trust the agents of government, but not their fellow citizens. A more idiotic proposition would be hard to imagine. Parchment barriers will not stop tyranny. Only a citizenry ready, willing, and able to defend that liberty can do that. Now, America differs from the rest of the world. It always annoys me when the Swedes preach at us about such things. How many Swedes died on the beaches of Normandy? But if you like Sweden, feel free to move. Here we believe in individual liberty, not collectivism. Here we trust the citizenry and are inherently suspicious of power. Here we don't just have an army, we are an army. Every one of us a soldier in defense of freedom. Now, as much as we might grouse about our government from time to time, and justifiably so, we're proud of more than two centuries of liberty. But being proud of our heritage of freedom is no excuse for complacency. It happened in Europe because the people were powerless to stop it. That it didn't happen here doesn't mean it can't. Pray God that it never comes to that. But if it does, it may fall to us to be as the heroic minimen of yore, defending liberty against a government run amok. It behooves a free people, jealous of their liberty, to retain the rights to defend it and the means. The enemies of the freedom call us paranoid. Tell that to 3 million disarmed Cambodians who died at the hands of their government. Tell that to tens of millions of disarmed Europeans who died at the hands of the Nazis. Even more tens of millions of disarmed people who died at the hands of the communists. Now, perhaps our friends are right. Perhaps we're concerned about a threat which, God willing, will never materialize. And that's fine. There's not a lot of crime up by me, but we don't fire the police. House fires are rare, but we don't fire firemen. Given the stakes, the most precious heritage, freedom itself, simple prudence militates in favor of preparedness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, an armed citizenry is not a problem to be solved. It's a blessing to be celebrated. And I want to thank you very much for showing up here today on this blustery day to remind your elected representatives that their first duty is to protect freedom and not to find an excuse to undermine it. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank Lipstick Bodyguard for making this segment of our show possible. Lipstick Bodyguard, like having a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. LipstickBodyguard.com. And last up is someone we all know and love, Master Firearms Trainer Anthony P. Calandro. Founder of Gun for Hire Training Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute, Anthony serves on the board of directors of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, is the executive vice president of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, and also sits on the NRA's National Education and Training Committee, and is a life member and supporter of damn near every major pro-2A group in the country. But perhaps he's best known as inventor of the electric bleacher. 100 seats, no waiting. And now, to wrap up our highlight coverage of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society's Rally for Freedom on the steps of the State House in Trenton, New Jersey, here's Anthony Calandro.
Damn. Thank you all for having me. Look at this beautiful alcove full of patriots, huh? Yeah. Give yourself a great hand for being here on a crappy day like today. Yeah. I just want to say something. I know we spoke before about Art Barton, but we really lost a true brother and a patriot. Art was like my brother. He became an NRA instructor through me, and he wanted to be here today, and I feel like Art is here today. Okay? So this day for me and for all of you should be for Art. So a lot of you listen to Gun for Hire Radio, huh? Sorry. I want to say the State House is right behind me. And many, many heroes gave their lives through our history so that we could be here today, so that we have the right to assemble and speak freely, protected by the First Amendment, which, by the way, is an individual right. But our legislators believe that the Second Amendment is not an individual right. The Second Amendment was so important to our founders that it was second on the list. It wasn't ninth or tenth on the list. It was second on the list. But what's happened is we've seen a reversal here. They are not our public servants anymore. They've become our public masters. It is our job by assembling peacefully today and by voting and by telling them how we feel through email and voicemail and writing to them to tell them that they are our servants, not our masters. It's gotten backwards. I have a message to the legislators behind me. I hope some of them are listening. Listen to us, not the criminals. Listen to us. Not the media. Yeah. Listen to us, not the special interest groups that are always whispering in their ear with their lobby money. Yeah. Correct. Vote them out. That's what we need to do. We need to vote them out. Yeah. Let's. Nice. Beautiful. Thank you. How about this? What about our revolving door catch and release criminal justice system? I'm all for locking them up and throw away the key. Leave me and my guns alone. We need to look at the judges with their early release records. Let's start judging judges. Okay, our governor realizes this in many ways. He's not here today, but he does realize it. He says New Jersey has enough gun laws. Our legislators, wake up and listen to us. Because we all know one gun a month has done so much to lower crime. I want to thank you all again for being here. I want to thank Frank for doing a tremendous job. And you people, if it wasn't for you, none of this would have happened. Thank you.
Well, before we wrap up the show, Anthony asked me to remind you of the classes coming up at Gun for Hire Academy. So, this coming Sunday, February 17th, in the Gun for Hire Cedar Grove facility, is a great class for anyone who defends their home with a pistol or carries a pistol. Since statistics bear out the fact that most self-defense shootings will happen in low light or no light, this is a class that will prepare you in real time for that very situation. Then later on that afternoon, urban shotgun. So if you live in a city and you use a shotgun to defend your home, I would attend the urban shotgun class at 2 p.m. in the Cedar Grove facility. And coming up on February 23rd, that's a Saturday, at 2 p.m. in Little Lake Harbor Township, and again at 6 p.m. in Philadelphia, right off of Spring Garden Street, Utah non-resident CCW, 2 o'clock Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, 6 o'clock Philadelphia. And if you've ever had a design on becoming an NRA instructor, mark off your calendar for the first week of March. Beginning on Saturday, March 2nd, NRA Basic Instructor Course. Now that's the prerequisite for all NRA instructor courses. Followed by that Sunday, NRA Basic Pistol. On Monday, NRA Rifle Instructor Course. Tuesday, NRA Shotgun Instructor Course. On Wednesday, NRA Personal Protection Inside the Home Instructor Course. Thursday will be the NRA Refuse to be a Victim Instructor Course. On Friday of that same week, NRA Range Safety Officer. From soup to nuts in 1 week. But register early because the class sizes are small. I know, I've been through them. And space is very, very limited. You don't want to miss this one because it only comes up every now and again. And also coming up on Sunday, March 3rd, in the Cedar Grove facility, Urban Pistol 1 at 9 o'clock in the morning, followed by the Gun for Hire Concealed Carry course at 3 p.m. If you carry a gun, these are musts. And attention NRA instructors, Gun for Hire Academy's ready to run NRA defensive pistol as well as personal protection outside the home for both student and instructor classes. Email Anthony at gunforhire.com for more details. And be sure to come out and see us next Saturday at Get Out Safe New Jersey at 565 Route 10 East in Whippany, New Jersey. Anthony and I will be there from 11 to 3 so you can come out and deliver your hate mail in person. And there's good news for all of our listeners. The clock on the wall says this show has mercifully come to an end. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Happy birthday, Ant.